kanaka amuri yeZimbabwe.
Good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk Diaspora Forum, a platform where we discuss issues affecting Zimbabweans in the diaspora. We are coming to you from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington this Wednesday, July the 13th, 2022. I'm Jonga Kandemiri in Washington. Tonight on a live talk, we are talking about the Zimbabwe exemption permits, legal documents that allowed Zimbabweans in South Africa to stay and work or study legally in that country. The permits expired on December 31st, 2021, but the South African government gave the holders a year to regularize their stay. Those who fail to do so will have to go back home. Over to you, Gibbs.
Ngalamhlanje izulukandaba esiqoka ngakho ikona ukuthi ama documents ona lawo kumele alungiswe eZimbabwe exemption permits a expire ngo December 31st 2021. So South African government yathi kumele abantu abaningi balungise udaba lolo ngesiphangiphangi. So ke kunjalo ke Jonga.
The South African government has vowed to go ahead with this decision to remove undocumented Zimbabweans despite some organizations including the Helen Suzman Foundation taking it to court in a bid to challenge its decision to terminate the permits. The Department of Home Affairs has accused the Helen Suzman Foundation and other non-governmental organizations of trying to dislodge the government. A Zimbabwean official told the state-controlled media that the government is working on mechanisms to assist its nationals in the neighboring country who wish to return after the expiry of special permits in December. Over to you, Gibbs.
Yeah, ukujongela banjobe kubeka ke uhulumeni wa South Africa uthi uza kipa bantu kulelo lizwe abangisesela ma documents. Kulapha sibili dokumenti ngase bekulungisile konke lokho. Sizule njalo iHelen Suzman Foundation isithi ke izahambisa udaba lolu emthethwandaba ukuthi ithi lokho kwenziwa eSouth Africa akukho emthethweni. So babo pisa ke i Department of Home Affairs abathi ke kodwa ke i Helen Suzman Foundation bathi hayi inhlanganiso zama ukukhipha uhulumende embusweni lokho ke kukhulunywa isiphathamandla sakwele South Africa. Sikhangele njalo ke kulesiphathamandla sikahulumende esitshele ke i state media ukuthi uhulumende uyazama ukuthi ancedise labo abakwele South Africa ukuthi babuyele ekhaya. So ke lapho bangasuze belungisa incwadi zabo Jonga kuzama ukuthi babuyele ekhaya.
Yes, Gibbs, thank you. The South African government said so far the Department of Home Affairs has received over 2,000 visa applications and slightly over 3,000 visa waiver applications from Zimbabweans who should change their status in order to continue accessing services including banking and education. One of the Zimbabweans who is in South Africa and trying to regularize his stay is Sipho Nkulube.
Since submitted abanye bona abalutshwana lana nomunye wabasikwazi ukuthi next stage siyama
sengathi kuyini okusubmitile wena njalo udinga ivisa enjani
ivisa mina ngiyabe ngizama i-general work permit rale khona ngoba la amanye bamqualify so mawuza ngena kuleyo kumele kube incwadi evela ku labor department. So angeke ngithole ngoba ama qualifications angilawo angeze njalo. So kule system yoku waiver yesizama uqala siyilandele. Ngabe si accept ayikho singola siya apply khona ama permit yakho.
Yi singathi akutshela abantu ukuthi wena vele nxa usithi general work permit ngenjani naleyo. Njalo kumele uapply njani?
I general work permit yona le babadube eyokusebenza ongala skill. So it generally permit very inzima ukuthi pho uvela uyithole nje. So yiye ufuna ama special ufuna uzuhambe through ama waiver. Ama waiver ukuthi uhulumende uhambe uhulumende ucela ukuthi mina ngicela ukuthi njengoba ngezizathu ezithize ukuthi kudala ngihlala lapha ngicela lami ukuthi ngivunyele ukusebenza njengabantu balapha yikho esikuzamuleyo kuweba otherwise ukuthi sivele siyithole kunzima
singathi uzifakele wena i-application yakho kumbe uncathisele igqweta
hhayi angincathiswanga ligqweta siyifakele ngoba uhulumende njengoba uhulumende walapha loba esale senze nje kodwa wasithumela phela i-information ukhona indlela elandelwa uyalandela indlela yakhona ayikho nzima esingakwaziyo ukuthi i-outcome izakuthini but bona bayasi-encourage ukuthi siyingene kuleyo ndlela so asomagqweta uyahamba uhambe kwi-system kuwebhusayithi ye-VFS ifuna into eziningi njalo ingane iyahamba hamba engane iyabreaka so ngenza lokho uqeda lapho uyabhatala i-1550 so udinga i-date appointment uhambe uyesubmitha nxa sukwenze konke
ukuqeda lapho baza ku-interviewa kumbe bayakwenze njani
hhayi abaku-interviewa wena uyahambisa zonke izinto amaphepha abawacelile wonke ungahambisa wonke nxa ephelele kusho ukuthi bona nxa besenza khona ngale njengana uminister sithi ukuthi kule komiti ayikhethileyo kusho ukuthi bazabe bekhayela each paper lona lanosubmithele
singathi uhulumente wezimbabwe-ke ungena ngaphi khonapho uyalinceda yini sizeyongazani ukuthi uyazama ukuthi alincede
hayi hayi asikamuzwa babuduba asikaze simuzwe vele uhulumende wezimbabwe angikholwa angazi mina kodwa asikaze simuzwe asikaze simuzwe
so singathi-ke nxa kungahamba kuhle uzahlala khonapho kwele South Africa kungekele ukuhamba kuhle uzakwenza njani kuloo
anxa kwehlule kuthi nxa kwehlule somele sibuyele ekhaba kwaduba siyabe sesingalayo i-option lapha ngithi sincengile kusemzini yabantu ungazaki ukuthi uthi uzahlala emzini wathi uhlezi ongekho emthethweni ngoba usungabotshwa lokubotshwa usufaka irekhodi lento zakho eziyabe zihamba kuhle usuzifaka amarekhodi amabi labantwana labantwana thina uyakungasakwazi ukuthi kuzakwenzakala
so singathi kungahamba kubi sibe labantwana bazathola zina
abantwana besikolo ukuthi asikwazi abantwana besikolo phela balayo ukuthi nxa befunda sizakwenza ama-study permit but ukuthi bazasala labo bani besitada lapho asikwazi kumbe labo bazaba-accepta asikwazi ukuthi kuzahamba njani kuthi abantwana abanye bazasala nxa sokuyi-option bazasala bengalabazali kumbe sahamba labo bayeqala ekhaya
kodwa ubona ngazani uhulumende wezimbabwe nganceda njani khonapha nkulu
ha hhayi babadube owakithi angikwazi ukuthi singathi anceda njani kunzima wathi vele sisenga khonapha emaphasipotini kungcono nje kulezisu ngoba amaphasipoti sebesithathwa ngoba lo abantu abaningi first application bavele bafelishwa ukuthi babe ngalamaphasipoti bewafuna amaphasipoti kodwa bengawa-afodi njalo bengatholi ukuthi bathole ama-resource ukuthi bawathole masinyane manje asikwazi njengoba kubonakala ngani abantu abasekhaya bathi sokungani kulula mbijana anxa yikho esingakubonga kokuthi abantu sebekwanisa ukuthi bathole amaphasipoti ngokuphangisa but okwedlula lapha ngibona ukuthi kuyini uhulumente ngoba nguye uhulumende weza abantu babaleke babuye ngapo
ye siyakuzwa kakhulu ngulube so-ke phosela ukugcina kunapho utshela abanye ukuthi kumele benzeni pho nxa befisa labo ukuthi balungise amaphepha
hhayi akukho ngakutho ukuthi babaduke okuningi uminista ngibona uhlale esemaredweni kulezi suku ama-interviews loku engachacho kodwa uyatsho abantu abalama-options abalezihlobo bayakhona uku-aplaya ba-aplaye ngezihlobo maningi amanye ama-visa options akhona awulesihlobo nxa usebenza nxa utshadile nxa ulo mntwana ozele lo mntwana walapha ubecacisela izolo ntambam bephuma ngakho but siyakwazi ukuthi abaningi abakhwalifaye but kungcono ukuzama kulokuthi kuvele ukhalale lawo amaweva wona lala siyazama siwe nxa kuthi udliwe i-1500 is worth trying kufanele sizame sikwazi ukuthi abantu banjani kodwa kumele sizame ngiyabona izolo bekuthiwa abantu balutshwana kakhulu aba-aplayayo angazi ukuthi abantu sebekhalele kodwa kungcono ukuthi uzame phela wehlile kuzamile
ye singathi wevale ngenjani
hayi weva iweva phela zi-different babudube uyaweva different but iweva is a option ukuthi ubypasse izinto zonke ezezikhona ikakhulu yona lincwadi yelebha phela kufuna incwadi yelebha njengama-special skills bayahamba elebha baya-approva baphiwe incwadi yeukuthi ba-qualifya kumbe ikhampani ba-aplayele lebar abanika incwadi yona liyana so ma ungalayo incwadi liyana vele ukuthi uthole i-work permit kumbe loba i-work permit ungeke uyithole so iweva indlela yokubypassa one of those things lapho khona kwama-fingerprints esikwenza i-police clearance uyakubalekela into ezinjalo
ye sabonga kakhulu babagulule ungadina kusasa baba
Yes, that was Sipho Mkhulube, a Zimbabwean living in South Africa. Over to you, Gibbs.
Yes, what you are saying is that, he's looking for a general work permit, initially what he's thinking of that a waiver is very necessary in this case. So he says we have to apply to the Minister of Labor in order to get the general work permit. And when you get it, it's okay because you won't be required to show your own skills. So he's not sure of what is going to happen, and it seems as if you pay a fee of 1,500 in order to process your papers. So after that, there are no interviews that are conducted, Junga. So briefly, he was talking around those kind of things.
Mm-hmm. Yes, manzwa kubva kuna vaSipho Mkhulube, chizvarwa cheZimbabwe, vari muSouth Africa, vanga vachitsanangura nezveurongwa hunoitika kana waenda kunoforera magwaro ekuti unge uchigadzisa ugaro hwako. Tirikunzwa kuti kune anonzi mawaiver visa anokwanisa kuti vange vachimbobvumidzwa kugara kwenguva diki varimo, asi vari kutsanangura kuti zvinhu zvakaoma hazvisinyore sezvinotarisirwa. We spoke to another Zimbabwean, Trimo Ncube.
Mina ngicabanga ukuthi abasawarenew permit aseZimbabwe, but ya mina eZimbabwe angeke ngihambe ngoba eish impilo yakhona inzima kakhulu. Inzima ngoba eish labantwana la abantwana bayi-2 ngoba lapa ngibele eZimbabwe, impilo yeZimbabwe eish ayi it's difficult, inzima kakhulu, very very. So angazi ngizenza kanjani. Ayina iplan.
Kodwa ucabangani wena? Ubona hani oluhlelo, uhlelo nje ongathi liyasebenza.
Uhlelo hayi alusebenzi. Awuhlelo nje alusebenzi, but ngiyabangifisa kuke ngibe le something nami thingaba. So angazimazikhona ezizo zingakhona ukusinceda zizoba I'm sure ngizoba-trained ma umsebenzi umuntu engifunela umsebenzi ngikhona ukusebenza ngizoba-trained la ngikhona ukusapota abanye bantu lami ngibe-right.
Ngakho ngikuthi nje baqhubeke phambili bakwenze lokho abakushoyo bona azoyenzalo.
Ngakhona ukubeka imali ngibe yile business yami, ivule business yenze ini zona leyo nokho ngizokuyenzileyo mina, at least ngikungenise something emzini wami. Ya
kodwa eSouth Africa sazohlala,
eSouth Africa sazohlala vele, ngoba eZimbabwe hayi ngitrayile ukwenza something but hayi akula niks. Izinto zonke zisidifficult kakhulu, akula into engiyenzayo ekhaya, akula. Ibetha ngiseSouth Africa ngiyabona ngiyenze something, ngiyathole something. Ma ngahamba kumakhelwane ngakwanisa ukunikeza something, ngithole something sekuthi ngilele ngidlile.
Abanye bathi umnyaka ozayo unokhetho eZimbabwe, so kumele abantu nje niye eZimbabwe niyovota. Uyawucabanga ngakho?
Mina ngeke ngihambe eZimbabwe. Hayi ngoba sengihlalile sengibonile into impilo yaleyo ukuthi injani. Kudala sithi maybe izinto zizotshintsha, akutshintshi nex. Angeke ngihambe kula makhetho ngoba still ngiyabona kuzofana, akuna into ezophumeleka. So ma ngilanga ngi-right.
That was Trimo Ncube speaking with Davidson Mudzingwa. Over to you, Gibbs.
Yes, what Trimo Ncube is saying is that he can't return to Zimbabwe. His permit has expired, but he doesn't know what to do next. And he's saying nothing has changed in Zimbabwe. Things are really bad, so he can't go anyway, Chonga. So that's what he's saying exactly from deep down his heart.
Dai, but not enda Gibbs. Tanzwa wa Trimo Ncube vachitaura na Davidson Mudzingwa vari kuti hanzi zvinhu zvakaoma muSouth Africa, asi havakwanisi kudzokera kumusha nokuti gwaro ravo rekufambisa kana kuti passport rakaexpire. Vabvunzwawo nyaya yekunzi muZimbabwe mune sarudzo gore rinouya, muri kuenda kunovhota here vati havaone paine chinobuda kubva musarudzo. Thank you, Trimo Ncube. Now we have another Zimbabwean who is worried about the decision taken by the Pretoria, and this is Edmore Moyo.
And one of our guests, ma permit ya shande nokuti hatingambo shande hapana iripo na mabasa izo zvi hatingambo wani bo kuti pasina permit ka kune pasina basa waizivo
so muruti chi kurende South Africa nezvauri kutaura izvo nga taurira kuti chi
nezvino ndo vataurira izvo nga vataurira kuti unofangwa naivo kuti vatarisi kuti parisini kuti kana vakati mapemiti acha anovhariwa pazimu vano vakawambisa pano ndo kwapazimu ende kuzimu kwacho hapana chinobatika hapana kudya hapana chii so manje tetasi kuzokera kuzima kudzokeke futi hapana chiripo so ishima one at least vangoti mapemiti ya unofangwa kuti at least arwiwa shandisho kuti mawani unofangwa kuti eze sadik vasangane vataurirane then chive chinowani
kana kuri kuti vaenderera mberi vakati ngatati haatazvivhara zvimavhizi inini muzvaita sei
hapana pachati pachinotangira hapana kuti ndingadzokera kuzimu nokuti hapadzokei kuzimu kuzimu hapana chiripo hapabatiki hapana mabasa ungogara imomo ndichaita sei
ichangogamisinai
takagara tichimusina mapemiti changonunganunga mabepa nemaningi arichisa kuscrape yard nekuti hapanenge pasina handingamboviri kuzimu so ivo vanofanira kugara pasi vatarirenyi hurumende yose eze Southern Africa vagare pasi vataure chinhu chimwe nekuti vofanira kutarisa kuti tazimoita kuti munhu ari kubva kuzimu ari kubva kumozambique ari kubva kupi munhu munhu kuti vana havana svikudya izvozvi nemhaka iyoyi kuti nomabasa apindiki nemhaka iyoyi yemapemiti so pano pemiti panenge pari bo at least ndogona kuti kana ndine pemiti yacho iyo kamanodika munhu ndofanga kubisa pemiti the first at least ndogona kuwana basa so pasina izvozvo zima ringambodzokeri mwana mwana.
That was Edmore Moyo speaking from Johannesburg. Hanzi namukoma Edmore Moyo, zvinhu zvakaoma, vanotiwo dai takwanisa kuwaniswa mapermits. He says things are tough, permits must be given because without permits, there are no jobs. The South African government must do something. And he says going back home is not an option and is urging SADC to intervene. Let us hear what Donald Ndou has to say.
We're supposed to solve this thing first. Or if they don't like us in this country, they're supposed to tell us because they're stopping our permit for now. We don't renew it. How can if they need permits at work? So I can lose my job because of that. And my family is going to be suffer on top of that. So I don't know what can I do for now.
And what do you want the government to do? On this issue,
the government, they suppose maybe if they don't like us to work under the companies or whatever, we can make a plan even to go back to Zimbabwe because there is nothing that we can stay here for nothing reason. But if they allow us to renew our permits, we can renew and continue to work again. Because now they don't want to renew our permits and we don't know where we are going through. So if you're at work, they need permits all the time. This is, so that is the issue. And we don't know what can we do for now.
And if they really go ahead and stop and cancel these permits or not renew them, what are you going to do?
Yeah, the things that I can go to do, I can't go ahead to suffer. I can go back maybe to start a new life to my country or something else. Because there is no need, and I know the South Africans, they hate us. So that is the reason why they don't like to renew our permits because they said maybe we are taking our jobs here in South Africa. So I think maybe they don't like to take the permits back to renew the permits because of that issue. I don't understand that, but they were supposed to talk, not to do it as a secret.
That was Donald Ndou speaking with Davidson Mudzingwa in Johannesburg. Our first guest today is University of Tshwane Professor Ricky Munyaradzi Mukonza. Hello, Professor Mukonza.
Hello, vakatepiri makadi.
Aiwa, tiri wapenyu, tinotenda zvikuru kuti makwanisa kupinda muchirongwa chedu. Let me start by throwing a question in English for the benefit of all our listeners. May you tell us the status of Zimbabwe exemption permits at the moment in South Africa? We have heard from various organizations, including the government of Zimbabwe. It has also said something, and also the South African government is saying it is not going to go back on the issue of exemption permits. What's the status at the moment?
I think the status of the Zimbabwe exemption permit is that they have been terminated. They were terminated at the end of the year 2021. But the South African government has given holders of that permit some kind of a grace period of a year to continue living in South Africa, and also looking for ways of moving from the Zimbabwe exemption permit to other permits that are there, such as the study permit, other permits that allow people to work, other permits like the retirement permits. There are other permits that mm-hmm. Zimbabweans have an option to migrate to. So they were in that dispensation. They were given until December 2022.
Yes.
So the South African government says it's not going to change from that position. I think the Minister of Home Affairs in South Africa has been asked many times, and he has been adamant that the position that the South African government took in relation to the termination of the Zimbabwe exemption permit still stands. So, in short, that's how things are, Mr. Kandemi.
Yes, Professor Mukonza, we have heard the South African government saying that so far there are very few people who have taken up the offer for applying for other permits, like the waiver visas. Why are Zimbabweans not taking this opportunity to migrate from the Zimbabwe exemption permits to the waiver visas and all other permits that may allow them to stay in South Africa?
I think what I've heard in my discussion with others, other Zimbabweans who are holders of the Zimbabwe exemption permit, what they said to me is that they feel that the conditions that are required for other permits are such that they don't qualify. So they feel, you know, attempting to apply for those permits is just a waste of time. And I think also people do not even have the money to apply for those permits.
Yes.
So it's quite a number of reasons why holders of the Zimbabwe exemption permit are not taking up this offer. And also, the while the minister said, can you hear me, Mr. Kandemi?
Yes, I can hear you. 10 seconds, Professor Mukonza.
Okay. So those are some of the reasons why the holders of the Zimbabwe exemption permit are not attempting to move to other permits as the South African government is encouraging them.
Thank you so much, Professor Mukonza. That was University of Tshwane Professor Ricky Munyaradzi Mukonza speaking from Polokwane, South Africa. If you just joined in, this is Live Talk Diaspora Forum, a platform where we discuss issues affecting Zimbabweans in the diaspora. Tonight, we are discussing about the Zimbabwe exemption permits, and we are coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington, D.C. You can also access our shows on www.voashona.com, www.voandebele.com, and on VOA Zimbabwe. It's time to take a break. Don't go away. Stay right here. And now we are joined by Dr. Vusumuzi Swanda, who is the chairman of the African Diaspora Forum and is based in South Africa. Welcome to Live Talk.
Good evening to you and your listeners. Thank you for inviting me.
Thank you so much, Dr. Swanda. We know that African Diaspora Forum has been following the issue of Zimbabwe exemption permits, and you have been also putting a fight against the decision by the South African government to terminate these permits. What have you done so far? Because we have heard from other organizations like the Helen Suzman Foundation taking the government to court.
Well, look, what we are doing this far is to try and coordinate as much as possible of, you know, the litigation, you know, that is going to take place against, you know, this particular, you know, government decision. Because it is, you know, our strong belief that, you know, procedural fairness has not been implemented, and also that in terms of substantive fairness, you know, it has not been done, because the decision, you know, that was taken, it was taken on the background of a decision that was taken with valid reasons in 2009. And those reasons, you know, have not, you know, been removed, or the reasons why that decision was taken, you know, those factors have not been completely taken off. So we are actually coordinating and trying to get quite a few more organizations, you know, to challenge this particular court decision. And we are also, you know, engaging, you know, on various, you know, advocacy, you know, platforms to try and expose, you know, the mistakes that this government, you know, has basically, you know, done, so that we can have more people, you know, realizing why we are having this particular fight.
Mm-hmm. And we heard the South African government saying that organizations such as yours are trying to dislodge it through these court challenges and whatever efforts you are doing to make sure that Zimbabweans stay in South Africa legally. What's your take on that?
Well, look, that's what we call small minds. You know, in an open democracy, it is everyone's right, you know, to seek for a third, fourth opinion if and to follow all avenues if they are aggrieved by the decision of another person. And if the government of South Africa did not have anything to hide, they would not be complaining about, you know, our court challenges. I mean, because how can you say that a court can dislodge, you know, the government when you know that the court is going to be fair? Otherwise, they are trying to say that the court is not fair, the court is against, you know, the government, which is unheard of and very untrue.
Thank you so much, Dr. Swanda. That was Dr. Vusumuzi Swanda of the African Diaspora Forum. And this brings us to the end of our show. Thank you all for joining us, all the listeners who are abroad and home. Let's make another date next week. I am Jonga Kandemiri in Washington, D.C.